1 minute review. Rabbi Nathan started talking about the concept of Pishnayim, a Rebbe in Talmidim. Rabbi Nathan discussed the whole topic of being Moitzi Mikoyach Lapoyal, how Yud Kevavke and Aleph Talmud Yud start out Mishulavim as one Yud, then they spread out to two Yuds with six letters in between, corresponding to Machshava Dibra Maisa, corresponding to Mokom Tzir and Zman of Machshava, and Mokom Tzir and Zman of Maisa. Rabbi Nizal spoke about the union of Preseach, Es Yodecho, Masbiel, Ho, Chayrotzain, that whole topic. Then Rabbi Nizal went into the topic of, Rabbi Nizal said that the whole key to being Moitzi Mikoyach HaLapoyel is totally in Shleimus Hadibur. And Rabbi Nizal was emphasizing that Shleimus Hadibur is totally in Emes. And Emes is only when a person doesn't have to come on to anybody else. Because when a person has to come on to other people, his face changes colors, which is the opposite of Emes. Emes is one. The other way, it's Nishtana Ponov Lekamo Gavnin, many colors. And Rabbi Nizal explained that whole topic. Rabbi Nizal went into a very powerful shmuz, like Musar, on the whole union of person being able to daven without any pnias, without having to come on to any person, with any parnosa or any kavod. Now we start from where we had left off, which is by the words Ukisheyesh Emes, on page 192. Rabbi Nizal says, Ukisheyesh Emes, Azai hu mapola sarishoim. When there is Emes, then there is a mapola to the Rishoim. Ki ikra mapola sarishoim lailam habo. Because when is the ikra mapola for the Rishoim going to be in Ilam Habo? And how is it going to be? Hu al yedei hu emes sheis galos. What will bring about the mapola to the Rishoyim? The great light, the emes that's going to be revealed at that time, that's going to cause the Rishoyim to have a mapola. Kimo shekosu, as the pasuk says, nishle spas emes tikoin load. That the lips of truth will stand up eternally. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Koinenes lo'ad lo'iksiv, elotikoin. The Zohar HaKadosh says that this is one of the questions which Nabi Kairos asked Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. He told him, you guys say that you're the important ones, you the Yidden, are the important ones, and we're the ones who aren't important. I'll prove from a posuk that you're wrong. There's a posuk in Mishlei which says, Sfas emes tikoin lo'ad. Tikoin means stand up powerful. Look who's powerful, us guys or you guys? You guys are hunched over, you guys are downtrodden. We're the powerful ones. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol answered him, idiot, you don't know your diktuk. It doesn't say Sfas Emes Koinenes Lod, that Sfas Emes stands eternally. It says Tikoin Lod, will stand eternally. Now in Olam Hazeh, it's Olam HaSheker. Lo osid lovoi, the emes will stand up with all its power and smite down the sheker, all the goyim of the world. So we see that the ikur mapola for the Rishoyim is going to be through emes. Ki lo osid lovoi yizgale ho emes, k'mo yisham razal, as the Gemara says. Val yidei ho emes, she yizgale lo osid, al yidei ze yi amapola for Rishoyim. It's through the emes that will be revealed in the future, that's what's going to bring about a mapola for the Rishoyim. Bebechina, says the posuk, says, umeshalem lesainov el pon. Of Lahavidoi. Hashem will pay his enemies with his face to destroy them. What is Ponov Mevakshe Fonecho Yaakov Sela? We had said that Ponim is an Indian of Emes. Yaakov Avinu is Emes. Zebechinas Ponov Zebechinas Emes. Ponov is an Indian of Emes. We explained before that Yaakov Avinu is Emes, Titein Emes Liyaakov, and Yaakov Avinu is always called the Ponim. Mevakshe Ponecho Yaakov Sela. That's why Yaakov Avinu's face is the one that appears on the Levona, the face of Yaakov Avinu Bedafkam. Rabbi Nizal says, it's specifically through Emes that Hashem will pay his enemies and destroy them from the world. As is explained in the Zohar HaKadosh, based on that item with Sfas Emes Tikun Lad, the incident with Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. The Gemara also says, the Gemara there learns out that when it says here, Meshalim L'sonov El Ponov, the Gemara says there that the Rishoyim are like a weight on Hashem's face. It's like they block Hashem's face, Kaviyochel. When Hashem will remove them, it's Kaviyochel, like Hashem will remove his mask and let the Emes shine out completely. Ki haponim shehu bechinas ho Emes shel Hashem yisporach, eino yochel lizboil es ha-Rishoyim. Kaviyochel, the face of Hashem, which is the emes of Hashem, because we said face is an inyan of Yaakovinu, it can't stand the Rishon. The Rishon are sheker, which block the oyer haponim of Hashem. Rabbi Nezal says, ukeshenizgala b'chinas haponim, dahinu emes, when the ponim is revealed, meaning the emes being revealed, azai hu mapolas Rishon kanal. That's what will bring about a mapola for the Rishon. By the zei, a mapolas on losid. This is what's going to bring about the mapola for Rishon losid lavoi. What is that? Ki oz yizgala ho emes kanal. It's specifically the emes that will bring about the mapola for the Rishon. Now Rabbi Nezal says, V'alkein, therefore, kishe zoichen le'emes b'olam hazeh kanal, when a person is zoiche to emes, while he's still on this world, al yidei zeh nizgala b'chinas haponim kanal, he causes kaviyochel Hashem's face to be revealed. Va'azai mamshichen b'chinas olam habo b'soich olam hazeh. That person is zoiche to draw the kiddush of olam habo into olam hazeh. V'azai nasem apoloson al yidei ho'emes gam bo'olam hazeh kemoi sheyiyeh bo'olam habo kanal. That person with his emes can be zeichet to draw an apolo to Rishon in olam hazeh, as will be done in olam habo through emes. V'yidei zeh mamshichen shleimus oisiyeh hadibur sheyiyeh losid. And this is how a person goes about drawing the shleimus of the oisiyeh hadibur, which will be losid lavoi, to draw it into this bechinas, as the pasuk says, sofo brura, that lo'osid lavoi, there will be sofo brura, people will speak with a clear tongue, without any sheker, he zeichet to draw it, b'soich ho'ilam hazeh, into this world. Why? Rabbi Nezal explains, ki bechinas sofo brura na'ase al yidei ma'poloson. The whole concept of a sofo brura, shleimus of oisiyeh hadibur, is generated through the ma'pol of the Rishon, meaning, when the Rishon have a mapola, what happens? They give in. They submit to accepting Hashem as Melech over them. That's what causes, so it's the mapola of the Rishon that will cause everybody to accept the emes. The emes in Hashem being Melech over the world. By the way, the fact that we keep connecting these two here back and forth, Emes and Malchus in a sense, these two do go together because whenever we talk about a Yichud of Zerampin and Malchus, it's generally referred to as Tiferes and Malchus. It's Chochma, Bina, Tiferes and Malchus. Tiferes is Emes. Those two always go together. And if you recall, Rabbi Zal once said a fabulous Chiddush from the Tikkuni Zohar in the fact that Emes is called Tiferes, Zerampin is called Tiferes. What is Malchus? Malchus is Tzimtzum. What is one of the best examples of Tzimtzum? Zman. This is the whole side as to why in the Jewish units of time, the Jewish hour is broken up into 1,080 parts. Tatraf Chalokim. Tuf Tuf Reish Pei, which is 1,080. Why? To show that where does Malchus draw from? From Tiferes. Malchus is Tatraf. Tiferes is one above it, which is Tatraf plus Aleph. Tiferes is Tatraf plus Aleph. Just like when we say that Chesed draws from Chochmah, how do we know it? Because Chesed is Bigamatria 72, Chochmah is 73. Here also Malchus is Tatraf Chalokim, in a shah, in an hour, whereas Tiferes is Tatraf plus
Malchus. Malchus Bigamatria Tatraf?
No. The Malchus symbolizes Tzimtzum. Time is a concept of Malchus. Okay, now Rabbi Nezal says, V'zehu, oh, 1 second. V'zeh b'chinas v'daber dovor hanemar b'Shabbos. This is the concept of the posik that's said by Shabbos Kodesh. The Torah tells us, v'daber dovor, that a person should speak his dovor on Shabbos. The Gemara learns out from there. From here we see that one of the items that a person has to be most careful with on Shabbos is his diburim. The Gemara learns out, shelo yiyah diburcha shel Shabbos kadiburcha shel chayim, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to talk items like you're allowed to talk during the weekdays. If you recall, we had recently in the Shir from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh how he explains what the Ramos says, that the Ramos says that to a person who receives einig from hearing stories, a person like that is allowed to do that on Shabbos. But in any case, we see that there's an inyan of tikkun hadibur on Shabbos, meaning, haynu shetzorech lahamshich b'chinas dibur shel Shabbos, shehu b'chinas almedo osi, B'say Chadibur Shalolam Hazeh. A person has to see to it to draw the Dibur of Shabbos, which is Bechinas Olam Haba. Shabbos is a concept of Olam Haba. Why? We don't do any work on Shabbos. In other words, it's above the concept of work, which is a concept of Olam Hazeh. A person has to see to it to draw that into the Dibur of Olam Hazeh. Lahashlem Hadibur Olam Hazeh, to bring Shleimus to the Dibur in Olam Hazeh. Ki ikar shleimus hadibur hu mebechinas Shabbos. The whole concept of shleimus hadibur comes from Shabbos. Kama yisham razal as the Gemara darshin ze mesecht Shabbos shelo yehei diburcha shel Shabbos ki diburcha shel chol. That a person's dibur on Shabbos must be on the highest level possible, not like the weekdays. Ki Shabbos hu shleimus hadibur. Shabbos symbolizes shleimus hadibur. Ki Shabbos hu bechinas olam haba. Shabbos is a concept of Olam HaBriya, which is Bina, which is Olam Haba. That's the side why we say on Friday night, Rozo de Shabbos, Ihi Shabbos, Rabbi Zalman said, Rozo is Bigematria 8 times Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, showing that Shabbos is an Indian of Bina. 8 times Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is an Indian of Bina.
What's for Rozo?
Reish Zayin Aleph. Aye, the Kasha, we always say that Shabbos is Malchus, it's the seventh day. The answer is, again, you have to know that when we talk about Sifrei Kabbalah, when we talk about Chochmas Hanes, depending on what line of thought you're thinking of at the time, each item could be, each item is everything. It's a question of how you look at it, that you refer to each item within a certain train. This, relative to this, is in Shabbos. Compared to the weekdays are 6 days, which correspond to the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which correspond to the Olam HaYetzira, which makes Shabbos. Shabbos is the seventh, it's one above the weekdays. Shabbos must be Bina or Malchus. You understand? The weekdays are always referred to as the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which makes Shabbos either this Kei or this Kei. Shabbos is either Shabbos Malkasa, Bayi Chala, or Shabbos is Bina. It's either one of the two Shechinas, the upper Shechina or the lower Shechina. Okay, now we're going to go into... Exactly. And obviously, the more we'll learn about these topics, the more we'll be able to understand it better. Okay, now we go into a paragraph that's a little bit hard and requires a tiny introduction. The Arizal explains that there are different combinations of Shemais for the different Olamais. And these are the combinations that he brings. He says that Hashem's name, Keil, Kaviyachel, when it's nisyached with different Shemois, corresponds to different Olamois. For example, the Arizal says that when we talk about the Olam Ho'asiyah, in the Olam Ho'asiyah, the names of Hashem for the Olam Ho'asiyah are Keil Adni. Keil Adni corresponds to the Olam Ho'asiyah. For Yitzira, don't forget, Adni is Malchus. You can understand why that's Asiyah. For Yitzira, the Arizal says that the combination there is Kel Havaya. Havaya corresponds to Zeranpin, the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Kel Havaya, Kel Yud Kei Vav Kei, is the name of Hashem that's associated with the Olam HaYitzira. For the Olam HaBriya, the Arizal says, the names are Kel Shakai. Kel Shakai is Olam HaBriya. Kel Shakai is Bigematria Moshe. Moshe is an Indian of Bina, Olam HaBriya. Neshama is Moshe Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu was buried on Har Nevoi, Nun Boy. Moshe Rabbeinu is an Indian of Briya, period. Okay, this is what the Arizal says. Obviously, there's much more to say about this. We're mentioning this now because this is what pertains to what we're about to do. Now, just a second. Right. Okay, now, regarding this Kel Havaya B'Yitzira, Rabbi Zal once explained a beautiful, beautiful item from the Arizal. Just to note, people shouldn't think they know everything. People should know that there's much more to learn. When we say Kiddush Friday night, we say, number one, we say the L'Shem Yichud before, just for those who aren't sure, the Seder that said, number one, the way to pick up the Kais is first in two hands. You pick it up with two hands, then you switch into the right. That's the whole side of La'achlal of smaller biyamina. You're making the left be nichlal in the right. And you're supposed to hold it by the tibur, right parallel to the belly button. That's the place where the kais is supposed to be held. You're being malik. Kais is an inyan of malchus. Kais is bigimatria elikim, which stands for malchus in this case. You're being malik, the malchus, to netzach hoy yisoid via chesed vura tiferes. The hands are the ones that are doing the ha'olah, the malchus, elevating the malchus first to netzach yisoid, which is around this area. This is the place where it's done. Then, by looking into the kais yayin, you're shining into it the chachma bina and das. That's what you're shining into the wine. This is how you bring the whole ha'olah for the malchus. Yayin is an inyan of malchus. Yayin is 70. 70 stands for the malchus. That's how you bring it about. Now, when we say the words Yayin Hashishi Vayechulu Hashamayim, a person is supposed to say those four words to get. A person is supposed to say Vayera Vayevoiker silently, and then lead right into Yayin Hashishi Vayechulu Hashamayim. Period. That's a stop. You're saying Hashem's name Yud Ke Vav Ke Yayin Hashishi Vayechulu Hashamayim. That's a stop. Then you continue from there. Now, everybody knows that the Rosh Yitzchak of Yom HaShishi Vayechol HaShemayim is Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Arizal explains that we know that Shabbos Kodesh, that one of the missions of Shabbos is to bring about a tikkun for the 6 days of the week. What are the 6 days of the week? They correspond to Olam HaYetzira, we just said, meaning they correspond to the six spheres of Zerampin. Chesed is which name of Hashem? Kael, Chesed Kael Chol HaYom. Yisoid, in this case, in other words, if we wanted to cover the whole Zerampin, which name of Hashem is for Zerampin? Havaya, in this case. Havaya. Kael, Havaya. In other words, Shem Havaya refers to Zerampin. The Arizal says this is why the last letters of Yoim, Mem, Hashishi, Yud, Vayechulu, Vav, 56, Hashomayim, Mem, gives you 96, is Bigimatria, Kael, Havaya. Kael Agni, showing that we're bringing a tikkun from Chesed through Malchus. In other words, Shabbos is going from Chesed to Malchus. We're bringing a tikkun for all 7 days of the week. When we say Yom HaShishi Vayechol HaShemayim, that's what we're causing, this yichud of Kael Havaya.
Zerampin is Alam HaAsir.
Excuse me?
Zerampin is Alam Ha.
No, Yetzirah. Malchus is Asiya.
So between Yud Kei, Kelta,
because Shabbos, the purpose of Shabbos is the seventh day of the week, which is covering from 1 to 7, from 1 through 7. Are Yud Kei Vav Kei? And the Seifei Tevos are Bigimatria Kael Agni. we didn't get to the punchline. This is, I once said this Kiddush over to somebody and I had left out the most important part. Now for the punchline. Where do we see that this is Taka Shabbos? Because we know what Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Hashem's name for Malchus. When we talk about the Milui of Hashem, the Milui of Hashem is that name in its full power. The Milui of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Bigimatria Tof Reish Ayin Aleph, 671. Aleph Lamed Pei, Dalet Lamed Tof, Nun Vav Nun, Yud Vav Dalet, is Bigimatria, 671, which makes up the Aramaic word Taro. Taro means a gate. Zeh Hashar Lashem Tzadik Mav. The Malchus is the gateway leading to heaven, leading to Kedusha. That's what the Tikkun Ezra says, that's why it's called Taro. The Arizal says, Kael, Taro is Bigimatria Shabbos, exactly. 31 and 671 is Bigimatria Shabbos, showing that Shabbos is this Yichud of Kael, Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. That's one item. Then he brings another item, just a second. Kael B'Milui is one, how much is 185 and 65?
It's 250.
Oh, that's the whole side of Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is Kael with the Milui of Kael regular with the Milui of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Ner is the Milui of Kael with the Poshet of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. In other words, when the woman lights the Ner Shabbos, she's bringing out this, she's being Masaki in Chesed through Malchus B'Shemus, both this way with Poshet going into Milui and Milui going into Poshet. Okay, now let's go into this little piece. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vezeh bechinas kel havayo biyetziro." This is what the Arizal mentions in the Pri Etz Chaim, that the name of Hashem that corresponds to the Olam Hayetziro is kel havayo. Now, where does the Arizal say this? If you recall, Rabbi Nizal was quoting a few psukim from a specific capital of Tehillim, the capital that we say right after Ashrei. Don't forget, here we're talking about Pesach Hasyotecho, ba ba ba. What capital comes right afterwards? Halaluko halali nashes Hashem, ahalalo Hashem bechayoi, azamar lekai bi'oidi. We just quoted this over there, here, that who's the one who can really give praise to Hashem? Bechayoi, the one who lives his own life. He doesn't have to come on to people for parnosa or for kavod. Al tiftechu benediv and ben odom Ashrei shekel Yaakov. Ashrei shekel Yaakov be'ezroi. Yaakov is emes, kel emes. Ashrei shekel Yaakov be'ezroi sivroi l'Hashem alikov, meaning relying, self-reliance, relying on Hashem, none other. The Arizal, when he discusses this chapter in davening, how this chapter, the Arizal says, I'll tell you a few interesting things about this chapter. Number one, this chapter is the union of Kel Havaya. Why? Exactly. This chapter is the union of Kel Havaya. Why? Because Havaya has different combinations, different sirufim of Sog, Mor, and Bon. The combination, we just showed you Kael with Taro. One of the combinations of Havaya, the combination of the Shem Havaya that refers to Malchus is which one?
Bon.
Kael, Bon, 31 and 52 is Begimatri 83. The Arizal says that's why you have 83 words in this capital. Halaluk Alinav, she has exactly 83 words. That's item number one. Next, the Arizal says, you'll observe that Hashem's name, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, is mentioned in this paragraph in Davening, in Tehillim, exactly 9 times. There are 9 Havayas in this paragraph, corresponding to the 9 Nekudos that exist in the Hebrew alphabet. When we talk about the 10 Spheros, each one of the 10 spheros refers to Hashem's name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei with a different nikud. For example, Chochma is Havaya b'nikud Pasach. When you draw the Shem Havaya with Pasachs on the roll of letters, that's Chochma. Because Chochma is an inyan of Pasach to open up. That's the first sphero which opens up the light. Havaya with Kometzes under it is Keser. Havaya with Tzeres is Bina. Havaya with Cholams is Tiferes. Havaya with Melupums, I think, is Yesoid. The Arizal shows, the Tikkuni Zohar shows all the different ones. And the Havaya of Malchus is Havaya without any Nekudos. Because Malchus is Deles Lamigar Makom. In other words, we say that if it doesn't have vowels, you can't pronounce it. Malchus is bedavka without vowels, the less lamigar meklum, which means that there are 9 nekudos corresponding to the 9 spheros. This is why this capital in Tehillim has in it 9 times Shem Havaya, corresponding to the 9 nekudos, corresponding to the whole set of the 10 spheros. You follow? It has 9 havayas because you can't have anything in there without nekudos. It's assumed through the kale bon, through the 53 words, that you're covering all 10 spheres. This is what the Arizal says.
What's this capital tell?
Haleluko, Halina Ashi. The capital that comes right after Ashrei, in the morning, that we sit right after Ashrei. We sit over here, Ahawala Hashem Bechayoi, Azamot Abiyoidi. All of that was being quoted from that capital at Tehillim. The whole... Exactly. The chapter where it discusses most the meaning of relying on Hashem for Parnosa. Al Tiftechu Benedivim, not having to come on to anybody. That kind of thing.
The fact that you're saying Kael Bun here,
right,
and also the fact that 9 kudos, and this being the 10th is Malchus, it seems to show that this paragraph is Kael Malchus. Kael Malchus.
The answer is because the Arizal says that this is the Yichud that applies to Yetzira, period. Yetzira is what's mayor into the Malchus. We'll see soon. You'll see soon. Rabbi Nizal's going to go into it a little bit. Zehu bechinas kel havaya b'yetzira, meaning shayidei bechinas kel. Shehu bechinas emes, through the union of kel, which is an union of emes. Why? Bechinas loy ish kel vayechazer. The pasuk says in Chumash, Hashem is not human that he should lie. Which name of Hashem does it use to refer to the opposite of lie? Kael. Kael is the opposite of lie. Shehu bechinas Yaakov. Hashem's name Kael refers to Yaakov Avinu. K'moy she'om razal, as the Gemara says, Megillah minayin shekoroi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov Kael. How do we know that Hashem called Yaakov Avinu Kael? Shenemar vayikro loi Kael Elokei Yisrael. Hashem called him Kael. Hashem called Yaakov Kael. So we see that Yaakovinu, who is Bechinas Emes, is an Indian of Kael. We see that Hashem, Loi Ish Kael Vayechazev, when it talks about Emes, Hashem is Kael. Ki Yaakov Bechinas Emes Kanal. Vizeho Emes Shehu Bechinas Almeda Osi Toli Beparnoso. This Emes, which is the concept of Olam Haba, is totally in Parnoso. In order for a person to be zeche to this type of MS, he must have his own Parnoso. Ki kishyesh loy Parnoso ve'ina nitzruch lebrius, because when a person earns his own livelihood and he doesn't have to come on to other people, yuchal lehispalel be'emes kanal, that's a person who can daven with MS. V'ze b'chinas, this is what it says in Tehillim chapter 146, Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezroi Sivroi El Hashem Alekov. Ashrei to the one who has the Hashem of Yaakov Avinu helping him, who throws his whole hope in Hashem. Kikishe Sivroi El Hashem Alekov, when his hope, his whole hishtaikikus is to Hashem, ve'ein nitzroch lebrius, and he doesn't have to come on to people for anything, whether it be parnosa or kavod, Azai Kel Yaakov Be'ezroi, ki Kel Yaakov hu bechinas emes kanal. Then he has emes. That person has conquered emes. Ba'azai kishesaychen lahamshich bechinas almadosi, bechinas emes, bechinas ponim, besaych ha'olam hazeh. And when a person is zaycha to draw emes, olam haba, into olam hazeh, when we talk about the four olamis, which one is olam haba? Bria. Here, Rabbi Nizal is referring to Olam Haba as Emes, which is true, right? Olam Haba is called the Olam HaEmes. So Emes is Bria. Kael is Bria here. Kael is Bria. When a person is zeicha to draw that into this world, what is this world being referred to here? The next world, Yetzira, the 6 days of the week, that's this world. In other words, you have to remember everything is relative. Generally, we always call this world Yalam Ha'asiyah. Here he's talking about bringing Emes, Olam Haba, into Olam Hazeh. He's talking about the relationship between Bria and Yetzira, Shabbos and the 6 days of the week. Kael Havaya B'Yetzira. Rabbi Nizal says, Hazai Na'asem Apolas HaRishon. That's what brings about a mapola to the Rishonim. Rabbi Nizal says, "Vze bechinas havaya b'milui hayin." That's why the Arizal says that which havaya do we have to use here to get the 83 words? The Arizal says you use the havaya b'milui hayin, which is b'gematria bon. Shem havaya yud vav dalid k vav vav vav. KKK is b'gematria 52. It's that Havaya, when added to Kale, that gives you this paragraph in Tehillim. 52 plus 31 gives you the 83 words in this chapter. Rabbi Nizal is going to explain now why Havaya behein bedavka. Rabbi Nizal says, ki hey, he bechinas shilom schar. The letter he symbolizes the concept of reward. K'moy shom razal, as the Gemara says in Erevin, al posuk vehogo vohei. The posuk says you will work hard vehei. And the Gemara darshins ze shilom schar l'rishoyim boilam haba. That refers to the payment of the rishoyim in olam haba, that they're going to get paid for their sins. So we see that the the letter hey refers to a concept of shilum schar, reward. Veze bechinas kel havayo. Rabbi Nizal explains now. Dahainu kel shehu bechinas emes. Hashem's name kel, which symbolizes emes. She'al yodoi ma'ase shilom schar l'rishoyim. We said emes is b'chinas olam haba. Olam haba is where the rishoyim are going to get punished. If a person is zeichet to draw emes, kale, into this world, he's zeichet to be able to bring a mapola to the rishoyim in this world. Rabbi Nezal says, "Shal yodoi ma'ase shilom schar l'rishoyim shu b'chinas havayo b'milui heyin kanal." The Shem Havaya, when written b'milui heyin, symbolizes the mapola of rishoyim, the whole concept of the final result for rishoyim. Tzorech lahamshicho b'seicha olam hazeh. A person has to see to it to draw this kale havaya, to draw this mapola of rishoyim, which is normally done in kale and olam haba, to be able to draw it into olam hazeh. Rabbi Nezal says, Shehu bechinas v'daber dovor. This is the side of v'daber dovor, meaning lahamshich dibur shel Shabbos b'seich yemei hachoyel, to draw the dibur of Shabbos into the Yemei HaChol. And just to prove that what I said was right, Rabbi Zal has marked off above the word Shabbos, he wrote the word Bria, above the word Yemei HaChol, Yitzira. So you see, you have to get used to that in Kabbalah, everything is relative. You'll learn in the different Torahs and Likutei Moharan, you'll see how you'll get used to switching ways. We generally, when we talk about Shabbos, Shabbos is Malchus. Where does Shabbos come to bring? The answer is, it's all Emes. This is Chochmas V'Emes. And this is the whole side of Kabbalah, being able to show how everything is emes. Being able to show how at times this is this, and this is this, and everything fits together. Rabbi Nezal says, to draw the dibur of Shabbos into the Yemei HaChol, Shehein Bechinois Yitzira. Yemei HaChol symbolize the Olam HaYitzira, the Vav of Yudkei Vavkei, which corresponds to the 6 days of the week. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Yomim Yutzaru V'loi Echod Bohem. There's a Pasuk in Tehillim which says, Hashem has created days, and not one of them. The Pasuk is talking about something over there. The Gemara learns out in Yuma, Yomim Yutzaru, all 364 days of the world have a Yetzer Hora, V'lo Yechod Bohem. There's one day in which there's no Yetzer Hora. Which day? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is Bina. Yom Kippur is Bina, Yutzaru is Yetzira. Yomim Yutzaru, V'lo Yechod Bohem. Rabbi Nezal explains, Dahainu. Sheyemei HaChoyel Heim Bechinas Yitzira. Yomim refers to the Yemei HaChoyel. They symbolize Yitzira. Kishe'ein Echod Bohem. When there isn't Echod within them. Shehu Bechinas Shabbos. Shabbos is the name of Echod. Shabbos we say Ato Echod. V'shimcho Echod. The whole side of Echod is found in Shabbos. V'tzorech lahamshich lebechinas yitzira shehu bechinas yemei hachoel. A person has to see to it to draw into yitzira, which is the 6 days of the week, es bechinas keil havaya. A person has to see to it to draw keil havaya into yitzira shehu bechinas almadosi. Keil havaya is an inyan of almadosi olam haba bechinas Shabbos. Now you understand why. Because on Shabbos we say Yom HaShish V'Yichol HaShemayim, which is Kel Adni, with the Havaya in the beginning, showing this whole side of tying together all 7 days of the week within Shabbos. Rabbi Nezal says, V'zeh Bechinas Malchus Peh, this is the union of Malchus Peh, this is the union of Malchus Peh, through which is brought about Shlomos HaDibur. In other words, you have Bria, you have Yetzira, and then you have the final item is the Malchus Peh. You have to draw the Oyer of Bria, which is the union of Kel Havaya, into Yetzira, into the 6 days of the week. How? Through the Peh, which is Malchus. By doing that, you're koilel all these spheres together. You bring all these spheres together. Now, it's understood that there's much more to understand than this. We're learning it, the Pashti is the way Rabbi Nezal wrote it. The next time we'll learn this, and when we'll learn the Likutei Halachos on it and everything, obviously we'll understand it much better. But basically, As far as Musa is concerned, Rabbeinu Zal here is stressing the union of emes and tefillah. How important it is to have emes, have a whole mapola for a shoim, meaning the whole mapola for klipos. When a person goes to daven, that's the time when all the machshavas zoros come into his head. Rabbeinu Zal says the one light that can knock out all the klipos is the oil of emes. That's drawing a light from Bria, from Olam Haba into Olam Hazeh, that cannot get all the klipos. And if you'll remember, when we'll do Torah Kufyud, first of all, we had it in Torah Tes a little, where Rabbeinu Zal discussed this in that the in tefillah, the ikar is emes. Rabbeinu Zal quoted from Noach, the El Amo Techaleno Milmolo, is Rosh Hashanah's emes. He was talking about the holy of tefillah there, the hey moitzoyis haper, Amo is Eish and Mayim and the hey moitzoyis haper. But there's going to be a Torah later on, Torah Kufyud Beis, which is going to be a Torah which is very little gematrioyis, very little Rosh. Rabbeinu Zal goes into super Musar about the union of tefillah, and there Rabbeinu Zal says that in tefillah, a person, the klipa, is trying to cover up a person in darkness. Machshav Zoris are like clouds. Sakoiso be'onon loch me'avoyer tefillah. There's a pasuk where it says Hashem has covered you up with clouds from allowing your tefillahs to penetrate. And Rabbeinu Zal stresses there that the only item through which a person can find a Pesach to sneak out from these clouds is emes. Hashem oircho va'amitcho oir emes. Emes is a light that can sneak out a path through any cheshech. But just to understand that that's the main point that Rabbeinu Zal stressing.
The main thing we're trying to get is to show Shemus HaDibur through Shabbos.
Through emes.
That showing that on Shabbos you know, not talk any Dibur except
Diburim of Kiddusha.
And so how did all this fit in with that to show emes, all these Kiddusha here?
Because Rabbeinu Zal showed how Kale is an Indian of emes. Lo yish kel vayechazev. Kel is Yaakov Avinu. Hashem called him Kel. And Rabbeinu Zal said that a person has to draw that light into these 6 days of the week. Which light? The light of Shabbos. Shabbos
which
is
represent, which represents
Olam HaBriya, which is Yaakov Avinu, which is Emes. Yaakov Avinu is always Yetzirah. The answer is here, Rabbeinu Zal is referring to Yaakov as Briya, Emes, Olam HaBa. You have to draw that into the 6 days of the week.
How do you interpret this over here? Right after they have the pasuk Yom Yitzaru V'lo Yechem Bohem.
Right.
Hainu Shimeachol Hein Bechinish Yitzira.
In other words, hold on a second. Again, everything is relative. The Gemara interprets that pasuk to be referring to the 364 days of the year versus Yom Kippur. Rabbeinu Zal is using that pasuk to refer to the 6 days of the week versus Shabbos. Yomim Yitzaru V'loi, not with an aleph, V'loi with a yud. Yom Tzor V'loi Echad Bohem, Dahainu Shimei Achim Bechines Yitzirah, Kishein Echad Bohem, Shubechines Shabbos.
I mean, it's Yitzirah when it doesn't have Shabbos.
It's just a second. Oh, exactly, exactly, exactly. Dahainu Shimei Achim Bechines Yitzirah, Kishein Echad Bohem, Shubechines Shabbos. Because when they have Shabbos in there, they are not Eve. Yomim Yitzoru V'loi Echot Bohem. If there's Echot Bohem, then it's not Yomim Yitzaru. It's Bria. The 6 days of the week are elevated to Bria. If there is no Shabbos within them, then they are just Yitzira. Period.
What does it mean? It says, is it Bechina Savaya B'mila Hain? It just like brings that, and this is the Bechina
book. No, because we said that the Arizal says over there that that capital is Bigimach, has 83 words corresponding to Kel Havaya. Which Havaya? Havaya B'miloi Hayim. Why? Here Rabbeinu Zal explains...
What is this over there? But Renzel doesn't mention it, so I have to know.
100%. You look in the Paparais L'Chachma, he says, by the way, let me do you a favor. It says, Mipri Yitzchayim, Lishara Zmirois, where he discusses the Psukei de Zimra, that 83 words.
What is this saying? And that's why Shabbos is a Bechina Milah, yeah. Such as that's Bechina.
100%. 100%.
Just to draw the...
100%.
Why is Bria Olam Haba? I would think that's it.
No.
Why is that?
Because Olam Hazeh is referred to as the number 7 always, right? Right. 7 days to the week. Seven.
Right.
7 is Vav and K of Hashem's name. Vav is 6, right. And the K is the Malchus, that's the 7.
Right, right.
Which means that puts the first K of Hashem's name already being into the next world, which is Bria. Bria is Olam Haba. Atzilus is Hashem himself, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way we refer to it.
For instance, could Bamenizal Mushmer ever be in such a high elite that they could go into Atsilas?
100%. The Baal Shem Tov wrote clearly that he went, he made Aliyas Neshama, he went into Atsilas. 100%.
But ordinarily,
Bamenizal said he went past that.
Oh, ordinarily you would say that somebody, let's say, Kaviyachu would have to pass away if they saw like Hashem.
Generally, we would say that yes. Hey, we're talking about super spectacular tzaddikim.
Well, there's exceptions.
Exactly. They were really exceptions to the rule.
And the way the Pasuk is brought here also, the Loi, the Lama Aleph, and right. The Tehillim says Lama Vav, it's just a way of darshaning it.
Exactly. The Gemara darshans that. The Gemara darshans V'loi al-Tikri V'loi al-Veloi. In other words, you can read it either way. If you look in Yuma, the Gemara darshans it that way.
And this means like simple translation.
MS means truth, straight, being very straight. And this is where we'll hold it for now. Again, whatever a person understands from this, he's very, very lucky. Whatever he doesn't, he's still learning Seder Satayra, which is helping the Neshama tremendously. And the more you learn, the more these things fit into place. It's just a question of hearing different combinations of different Chidushim. If you recall, another case where this comes into play, this whole site of Kael Hashem, let's see if anybody remembers. When we were talking about the whole concept of Hamtokas Dinim, if you recall, we had a Meshabbash here about the whole story of being Mamtok the Par Dinim. We said that's why we say V'inayim Hashem Aleikenu Aleinu Masi Aleinu Kon Aleinu Masi. The Dinavarzal brings that the number Nun Vav stands for an union of Din. He says, you'll note, in Hashem's name Eleikim, Eleikim is the name of Hashem for Din, real Din. Eleikim is split out into two parts, Kael, is Chesed. The remaining letters are the Gematria Nun Hei 55, with the Kailil, it's Nun Vav, period. That's Nun Vav is always an Indian of Din. He says six times Nun Vav. Just a second. How did we explain it that time?
There's seven times that Nun Vav appears.
Oh, we said that we discussed the Paradinim. What is the Paradinim? 280, which comes from the Natsbach. There are five times. That's the problem. We said that there are Paradinim, which correspond to the five letters of Menatzbach, Memnon Tzai Pechov, which add up to 280. 280 divided up among five gives each one 56. That's the whole story why we say, you know, what's the ticken for that? What's the ticken for that? When you elevate, instead of 56, you add 1 to it, the Alufay Shalaylam Hashem, Hashem is an Indian of Chesed. When you add Hashem to it, that's Mamtik all the Din. 56, you elevate it to 57, that's the Hamtoka. And he says that's the side of what we say in Hallel, Kael Hashem, Vayo'er Lonu. Kael Hashem, Kael, Yud Kevav Ke is Begematria 57, Vayo'er is Meir into Le Nu, Nun Vav 56. And that's why we said 5 times 57 is Begematria Poro. Poro was the item that was used for Hamtokas Adinim. You know, the Poro Aduma, that's the thing that cleans up Din. The worst Din is Tumas Mes. Avi Avoy Satuma, the Poro is Damtok Adin. So you see again, Kael Havaya, and that's Bedavka Din. Vayo'er is the Antif of Chanukah, which is Bria, the eight candles. Kael Hashem, Vayo'er Lanu, Isru Chag Bavayisim, we say it at the end of Hallel. That's the whole side of the candles. What's the total number of candles that we light on Hanukkah? 56 candles. Because Kael Hashem, this side of Kael Hashem, is mayor into the 56 candles of Hanukkah. Okay.